Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Mem Vov Omud Aleph. We're in the second volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we began yesterday learning the general halachos of Tfilas Mincha, specifically focusing on activities that are prohibited prior to the start of davening Mincha, or the time period that you're allowed to start davening Mincha. We're still finishing up some of the Mishnah Berurahs on Kuf Mem Hei Omud Beis, where we had essentially completed the Mishnah Berurah Sivkat and Zayin by saying that the amount of time that's called Samach L'Mincha is a half an hour before the start of Mincha Gedola, which is roughly from 12 noon until 12:30 in our idealized 12-hour day beginning at 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Mishnah Berurah Sivkat and Ches tells us that a person shouldn't go to the Merachatz. Again, this is the Mechaber's opinion, that a person isn't allowed to do any activities in the half hour, 12 to 12:30, prior to Mincha Gedola, and that includes going to the bathhouse. So Afilu Haziyabama, even if he's not going to take a full bath over there, he's just going there to schwitz, just to have a little bit of a sweat worked up. The Kol Shekein Lekula Milsu Demerchatz, and certainly if he's going to go and get undressed and take a shower and a bath over there and do the full bathhouse experience. Likewise, Sivkat and Tes, the Mishnah Berurah says you can't go to a Bursiki, and again, even for the minor usage of the Borsiki, Afilu Leyuni Ba'alma, just to see what's going on over there. Because Shema Yiresh and Iskalkalu Ha'oros, because the owner of the tannery may see that some of the hides have been messed up, they've been ruined. V'yitzar, and he's going to be very upset about this, and therefore V'yitorid Bitzar, he's going to be so busy and involved in the Asik and the business over there and in his suffering and his taking care of the deal, V'lo Yispal, and he's going to forget to daven. That's the opinion of Rashi. The Mishnah Berurah then adds the opinion of the Magen Avraham, who says, "Umashma duhu adin l'chol melacha o cheshbon." This is not specific to the tannery. This would be true for any type of work or accounting or calculations that a person is doing, or kayotzib or anything similar to this, that could possibly she'ef sholi moshech o ligrom tirda, that could cause or lead the person into becoming involved in the asik in that involvement, and therefore he'll miss mincha. And he says, look as well in the Bir Halacha over here. In the Bir Halacha, in Dibra Maschu Labursuki, says umotzi b'mitzosi b'meiri, that the Chofetz Chaim says I found in the Meiri shekasav minyan zeh zel shonu. This is what the Meiri writes, and this is his wording. Ksas b'farshim kasu shlo nesu malacha b'chol mizman hasamuch l'mincha gedola el b'malacha shein regilos hasiyosan lechatzoyin. He says that there are those that say that the forbidding of doing work over here prior half hour to mincha gedola is only in types of work that can't be broken into two component parts. For example, a haircut or looking at your tannery. Once you got involved in this, how are you going to say, well, no problem, I'll just take a loss over here and I'll go and daven? The people aren't going to do that. Furthermore, he says, people also get dressed up in filthy clothing at that time. The tannery is a very foul-smelling place. It deals with using the excrements of dogs in the tanning process. It's a very foul-smelling idea. They don't want to get their regular clothes dirty. And therefore, until he takes off the dirty clothing and puts on new clothing and washes up, etc., it's going to be that he'll definitely miss mincha. Likewise, if judging over here, a person can't just get up in the middle of the adjudication process and not hear the full tainus. So therefore, all of these things are very likely to lead to a person missing mincha, the whole chayotzibo, anything like this. However, something like tfira, sewing, or ksiva, writing, which you can stop at any moment, so then a person would be permitted to do this according to the Meiri, because you can easily stop it. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, V'lechein osam hayotzim l'yaridim, therefore people that go to the markets, shetrudim b'knias u'mechiras schora, and they're so involved over there in the buying and selling of various merchandise, lo yaschilu l'chachilo samuch l'zman mincha gedola. According to this Mechaber, they shouldn't begin doing any sort of involvement in the market in the half hour prior to Mincha Gedola, unless Achi Yispalu Mikodem, unless they've already davened. Then, once they've already davened at the proper time, of course, once it's Mincha Gedola, they can go there and do this. There's a very long and extensive footnote, the issue footnote number 20 over here, that really goes into much more detail as to what you can or cannot do prior to Tfilas Mincha Gedola, according to this Mechaber, and unfortunately we will not have time to do this all, Ayin Shom, for further details about the Shita of the Mechaber. We will, of course, get to the Shita of the Ramah, which will bring down several Shitas that are much more meikel than this Mechaber. Then we go to the Mishnah Berurah Sivkat and Yud. He says a judge shouldn't go and adjudicate a din prior to Mincha Gedola as well. And he says, Afilu shamu tanoseyem mikvar, even if you've already heard the arguments and now you're just going to do the final adjudication, you still can't do this. V'yataro leishev b'shul gmar din, and only getting down to sit together to make the final psak still is osur. Because shema yiru tam, because maybe you come to a new realization as to a reasoning over here, v'yistur adin, and it's going to cause the din to be drawn out, v'yimoshech inyan, and you'll miss mincha because it's all drawn out. The Sharet Zion, O Zion, the Chofetz Chaim brings down that it's only in this situation where we say you're not allowed to do this. However, if you're in the middle of the adjudication, you're not allowed to stop. The din is that if you began beheter, you must continue the Gemara din, even if it's now somuch l'mincha gedola, and that's pashut. Mishnah Berurah Sivkan Yudalef writes that the Mechaber said that you can't even have a suda ketana in the half-hour period, somuch l'mincha gedola. So what is a suda ketana? He says, haynu sudas kaladin. This is a regular meal that a person has, and in Dishu foot number 22, he brings down, this even includes sudas Shabbos and Yontif. As opposed to, the Mishnah Berurah continues, usuda gedola hu shel nisun umila. A suda gedola is like a wedding suda or a bris mila. Vatam, the reasoning is, the chayshinon shema yimoshech, even with the suda ketana, we're concerned over here, according to the Mechaber, that the person will drag out the meal, and it will continue, and he'll miss mincha. The issue foot number 23 brings down that for a suda gedola, there's another concern that the person may get drunk during the meal, and that will, of course, make him miss davening as well. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, V'din isra achilo melacha kodim mariv. These halachas will be discussed. The same halachas as we have in regards to doing them before mincha, a similar concern arises before mariv, will be discussed in Siman Reish Lamed Hei, Sif Beis. Elinin lahaskel lumo kodim tzilas mincha. What about learning before mincha? So he says, we've already discussed that. Ayin la'al basimin pei tes sivav, le'inyan limud kodim tzilas shachris. It's the same laws to a large extent as applied by shachris. V'uadin hachol kishemagiyas man mincha ketana, and the same laws apply even before mincha ketana. The issue for number 24 brings down that the Shulchan Aruch over there said that before shachris time, if a person is regularly going to shul, we don't have to be concerned about his learning, because he won't miss his regular set davening. Similarly, in regards to Marav, the same din applies. If a person always goes to shul, he can learn before Marav. There are other heterim as well, setting up a person to remind you. We'll learn these dinim when we get to Hilchas Marav. In addition, if somebody's a public teaching Torah to other people, even if he may not regularly daven at a set minyan in shul, he would also be allowed to learn because the zchus of the rabbim is too great to miss out on, especially if they won't learn if he doesn't give the shir. Likewise, if somebody has a minyan in his house, so he can certainly learn in his house, and in fact, that's a wonderful thing to do. And especially because they will remind him, and he won't miss mincha or mariv in that situation. Tisha foot number 25 does bring down that in regards to shachris, you're not allowed to give shalom to somebody, you're not allowed to say hello to somebody, go out of your way to say hello to them before davening, but by mincha, that din does not apply. Mishnah Berurah Sivkan Yud Beis, he writes, all of these things according to the Mechaber are even somuch l'mincha gedola. We explained, ayin l'el b'siv katan zayin b'mishnah Berurah, that this means between 12 and 12:30 in our idealized day. Now we begin new Mechaber over here, the top line of Kuf Mem Vav Omud Aleph. V'im hischil be'achas mikolelu. According to the Mechaber, if you started any of these prohibited items, ain't masik, you do not have to stop if you started them during the period of time, half hour before Mincha Gedola. Afal pishe hischil b'isa, even though you did this without permission, you were doing something wrong over here, assuming v'hu sheyei shalos bayom l'spal achas yigmor sudaso malachto, as long as there still will be time. This was a precautionary thing not to do this. So as long as there still is time, so then even though you started b'isa, you're allowed to finish what you were doing. However, avol ein shalos l'spal achar kach, but if there will not be time for you to daven afterwards, so then certainly tzarech l'hafsik miyad, then you must stop what you're doing immediately to daven mincha. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yud Gimel explains, Afilu hitzchil achar shiga kvar zman mincha gedola. This is true not only during the period of time before mincha gedola, somuch l'mincha gedola from 12 to 12:30, but even if it's already mincha gedola, it's after 12:30, and you started these prohibited activities, afilu achakach, even if it's after then, as long, kol shelo higia adayin achatzi shor shekodim mincha ketana, as long as you haven't reached a half an hour before mincha ketana, which as we said in our idealized 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. day is at 3:30, 2.5 hours before the shkia. So as long as it's not in that half hour from 3 to 3:30, what's called the start of the 10th hour of the day, so then you would be allowed to continue doing all of these activities, even according to the Mechaber. However, once it's that half hour, at 3 o'clock to 3:30, so then, dilu kishishchil b'zoha chatzi shah mafsik, he would certainly have to stop if he started at that point in time, kishyagiz man mincha ketana, once it reaches 3:30, v'af yeh shos har be'adayin ar-ari, and this is true, even if there is plenty of time to finish what he's doing and still daven mincha before the shkia, still 2.5 hours before the shkia, the ikers man mincha hu mincha ketana l'malo, the Mishnah Berurah here paskins and says that the ikar time for mincha is 3:30, so therefore you shouldn't do any of these activities beyond the half hour before mincha ketana. However, notice that Dishu foot number 29 brings down that this is a machlokas. And in fact, the Mishnah Berurah has already mentioned in the Shaar HaTzion earlier in Siman Reish Lamed Dalet and Reish Lamed Gimel as well, that there are sovrim she'ikos manu humi mincha gedola ve'elach, that actually there are those that say that mincha gedola from 12:30 is the proper ideal time for mincha, not for mincha ketana and onwards. Dishu foot number 28 brings that as an aside. If the person incorrectly acted over here and continued doing what he's doing, thinking he would have plenty of time to still daven mincha, even though it's already mincha ketana, and then, for whatever the reason, he didn't get a chance to, he got distracted, and he missed it, so that's still allowing the person to do a tfilas tashlum, and that's not called bemezid, that is still called by accident, as he did not intentionally bemezid, miss davening. Then the Mishnah Berurah concludes, and he says, "V'ayin lekamen b'hagah," which will reach somewhat today and in tomorrow's year, "Masha achshav noagim l'hokel," that the Ramah will bring down several opinions, each more lenient than the next, which many people rely upon today. As the Mishnah Berurah says over here, "Achshav noagim l'hokel," we do rely upon these more lenient opinions than the Mechaber that we've been learning. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yudalit says, if you did any one of these activities, the Mechaber says, you're not allowed to start them, but if you did, you're allowed to continue them as long as there still is time to finish Mincha. This includes even a Suda Gedola, Hainu Afilu Tchischel Suda Gedola, O Shenichnas L'Bursiki Gedola, even if you did all the large activities, the main activities, Uchai Gavna, Bishar Dorim, and all the other things that we mentioned. You didn't do just a part of it, you did the full-blown thing, which is a high risk that you'll be carried away, and you won't daven Mincha. Nevertheless, if you started these things B'Isser, and you do think that it'll be time to still daven Mincha, Bizman, so then you're allowed to continue doing them. Kasher iskarnu b'psicha, as we've already explained previously. The bevada yesh lochush b'hu shami moshech harbe, because we are concerned over here that you're going to be preoccupied. Afilu hachi ino mafsik, but nevertheless, if you do think that there still is time, we don't make you stop. You shouldn't start, but once you start it, we don't make you stop. Kivin shei shos l'spalo achar sheyigmor sudasum lachta, because there really is enough time after you finish the meal or the work that you're doing over here to still daven mincha. But Sivkot and Tesvav, the Mishnah Berurah says, if you do not have time expected, then afilu hischil behetu mafsik, then even if you started early in the morning, you no longer have a right to continue that if it's going to cause you to miss davening mincha. And in fact, Sivkot and Tezayin, you must stop immediately, lahafsik miyad. Hainu, afilu orayom gadol, this is that you must stop immediately if you don't think there'll be time to daven mincha afterwards, even though there still is 2 or 3 hours before that time. If you're in a big wedding or something like that, and it's going to last definitely in your mind that you won't be able to daven mincha, so you must stop what you're doing right now, and you don't wait till the last second to go daven mincha. And this is true, kol sheyodeh shetimoshech sudaso melachto. This is when you think that the meal or the work will definitely extend ad shetechshech, until it's after the zman of mincha, until it's night. Then, tzorich lahafsik miyad. Then you must, even according to the Mechaber, stop these things immediately. Why? Shema yishkach, because human nature. You may forget the yavor hazman ligarmi, and you're not going to realize it, and before you know it, zman mincha is over. Mechaber continues and he writes, Umeyem asayas cholas tisporis. How do we define the start of these activities that we said you shouldn't start doing them, as opposed to if you already had begun them? So the Mechaber says, we define the start of a haircut, which, as we pointed out yesterday from Shlomo Zalman, includes a shave as well. Mishaniach sudor shel saporim al birkov. It's when you put the barber's protective cloak over you on your knees. The definition of hascholas mercha, it's the start of taking a bath in the bathhouse, is mishiyivsho levusho elyon. You take off your outer coat. The definition of hascholas bursiki, starting to go and investigate the tannery, mishayikshar beged, when you put on the special garment that they would put on to go into the tannery, bank safe of around the shoulders, kiderech habursikim, as was the custom amongst the tanners. And how do we define hascholas din, the starting of adjudicating? So that is, in huyu asukimbo, if you were already involved in doing another din Torah, that's called that you started doing this din Torah as well. Mishayaschilu bali din liton, as long as the other case has gone to the point where they're presenting their two viewpoints. Or v'imloyu asukimbo, if this is the first case of the day, mishiyis atfu hadayonim, when the dayonim put on their cloaks over the head as a sign of kavod for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's present in the din Torah, so then that's called starting the din Torah over here too. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yudzayin explains this is talking over here, koi amar shekosav leal v'him hisl v'chule. How do we define what's called starting? That's why the Mechaber listed all these things. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yudchesi writes, imayu asukim, if they were involved in another din Torah, pir shekvar yashru b'dinim acherim, so then that's called as if you started for this din Torah as well. Sivkot Yutes, Mishi Yisatfu, but if there wasn't an end of Din Torah, then we said it's when they put their cloaks over the head, because Shekach Yunogim, this was the common way that the judges would clothe themselves, Milofonim, Kishiyoshim B'din, before they would start doing the Din Torah, Mishum Sheshchina Shor Imon, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is strongly felt over there, and as covered, he brings down this from the Beis Yosef, they would cover their heads. Then the Mechaber continues, writes, nowadays, Ulidon, Mishi Yeshu Adaito Lodun. Nowadays, when we don't necessarily cover our heads, he says as soon as they sit down with the intention to adjudicate, that's called the start of adjudication. And how do we define vascholas achila? How do we define starting to eat? He says, mishayitol yodav. When you wash your hands, that's called that you've started to eat. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Chof explains further, people that would loosen their belt before they would eat, that's called the start of eating. Even before they wash their hands, that's called starting to eat as well. And as the Mishnah Berurah pointed out, the Mechaber is telling us all these things to define what is the start of the action that we said. Once you've already started, albeit the Isser, you don't have to stop as long as you think that there is still time for you to complete this activity and still daven mincha before the end of the Zman of Mincha. So, in conclusion, this is the more strict opinion of the Mechaber. Now we're going to bring down the Ramah, who's going to bring down several each one more lenient than the other opinions. The first opinion brings down is as follows. Hagah. The Ramah says, V'yesh cholkim. There are those that argue with the Mechaber. And as we already pointed out yesterday, the Mechaber is going like the Shita of the Rambam and the Rif. He's now going to bring down those that hold like the Shita of the Rosh. V'yesh cholkim. Usfir lehu. And they hold. The Su'uda Ketana Mutter. That even though the Mechaber said that a Su'uda Ketana Somuch L'mincha Gedola is not allowed, there are those that say that a Su'uda Ketana is allowed before Mincha Gedola, and it's only a Su'uda Gedola that's not allowed. They ain't also rock besudas nisuim omila. And the only type of Su'uda that is prohibited before Mincha Gedola is a Su'uda that is a very large Su'uda, like that is normally held at a wedding or at a bris milah. And he brings this down in the first opinion, the name of the Tur, and the name of the Rabbeinu Tam. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Chafalov says, the Su'uda Ketana, example here of a Su'uda Ketana, the parallel Uditu, Disporas didan nami shari somuch min kedola. Likewise, our taking a haircut today is like a Su'uda Ketana because it's not a very big involved process like it may have been in those days, and therefore one would be allowed to start a haircut as well before mincha gedola. They know also the only type of haircutting that is prohibited is ela tisporis shel ben elasa shim locha gedola kimvur begmara, a very very fancy type of a haircut. Maybe somebody's braiding his entire hair. A very fancy haircut, like the Gemara describes that certain royalty, Ben Elasso, would do. Very rich people would do this. Only that type of a haircut nowadays would be forbidden. But a typical haircut, according to this opinion, would be allowed. It doesn't take a very long period of time. It would be like a Su'uda Ketana. Likewise, with Merchot's bathhouse, Davka Kula Milsu, the Merchot's also was. Only the entire bathhouse experience, getting undressed and having a full shower and a full bath, and then schwitzing a little bit, so that would be prohibited. Abol Azia B'Amushari, but just to go in and get a schwitz, that would be okay. And likewise with Bursaki, Dafka Bursaki Gedola. That's only in a large factory over here where there's a tremendous amount to do. Likewise with Din, adjudicating, Dafka Ascholas Din. Just to start the Din, Samach Lamincha would be no good. Shatzarach Lazer Shiri Harbe, that takes a very long time. Chayshinon Shema Yavar Yedei Hazman, and you'll pass the time without realizing it and you'll miss Mincha. But all the other types, Avol Gemar Din, Shari, just finish off the Din, is permissible. So this Mishnah Berurah is explaining that the first opinion, the Yesh Cholkin over here in the name of the Rabbeinu Tam, is anything that's equivalent to the Su'uda Ketana is permitted somuch l'mincha gedola, as opposed to only the Su'uda Gedola is not. That's what he says in Sifkat and Chav Beis. Haynu somuch l'mincha gedola. We're talking here that these things are permitted only prior to mincha gedola. The achar mikain at somuch l'mincha ketana, and any time after that up until close to mincha ketana, which is 3 to 3:30. However, according to this opinion, avol somuch l'mincha ketana, if you're between 3 and 3:30 already, 10th hour of the day, then, according to this opinion, it's also Osir Bechol Eila. All of these things, even the Su'uda Ketana and its equivalents by the other activities, would be forbidden. And Afilu B'Di'evet, even you started these by accident, Imeschilu, Oz Mavsikin, you must stop. Kishiyagi Hazman, the Mincha Ketana, once you reach the actual time of Mincha Ketana, if you by accident began these between 3 and 3:30, so you must stop when it becomes 3:30, and this is the opinion of the Rush, as brought down in the Sharet Zion, Oschof. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Chav Kimel says, but all of these things before Mincha Gedola are permitted unless they're the Su'uda Gedola or its equivalents. And he says, Hainu Dili Didhu, Eino Asu Laslu Somuch L'Mincha Gedola El Su'uda Gedola. According to this opinion, the Torah in the name of the Rabbeinu Tam, the only thing that is prohibited is the Su'uda Gedola equivalents, or of course the Su'uda Gedola, prior to Mincha Gedola. According to this shita, davka shetzarich shiyui rav. It's only those things that will take a very long time that the rabbis were concerned about. Only at a big wedding or a big bris milah or the large equivalents for the other activities were the rabbis concerned that you'll lose track of time and you'll miss mincha. Ashiyavor hazman, and you'll miss the zman. But for the smaller activities, the Su'uda Ketana or its equivalents, that's permissible. How do we define a Su'uda Gedola? Sifkat and Chavdal in the Mishnah Berurah, who had din pidyon ben. He says not only a wedding or a bris milah, it should also apply to a pidyon ben. What's the common denominator here? She'esh sham harbi bnei adam isu b'yachad. These are all large gatherings of people, which by their tendency, the idei zeh, rogil hadavli moshik, because there's so many people there and there's so much interesting and exciting conversation. You're saying hello to all these people, and before you know it, the zman for mincha has passed. Therefore, these Su'uda Gedola or Su'uda Gedola equivalents are prohibited in this situation. This concludes the first shita that the Ramah has, and we'll remit Hashem in tomorrow's shir, pick up with the other shita, the Yesh Omrims that he brings down. That will conclude today's shir.